Ben & Jerry's co-founder arrested protesting Senate hearing featuring RFK Jr. by Alana Mastrangelo on May 15, 2025. Ben & Jerry's ice cream co-founder Ben Cohen was among seven leftist protesters arrested on Wednesday after disrupting Health and Human Services, HHS, Department Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. while he was delivering his opening statement during a Senate committee hearing. Chants of RFK kills people with hate erupted as Kennedy Jr. began speaking at Wednesday's Senate hearing, resulting in Senator Bill Cassidy, RLA, pausing the meeting until the disruptors could be successfully removed by Capitol Hill police. Watch below. Capitol police are asked to remove the individuals from the hearing room, Cassidy could be heard saying in a video from the hearing, before reminding audience members that disruptions will not be tolerated. Additional video footage shows Cohen shouting, "Congress pays for bombs to kill children in Gaza," as he is forcibly pulled out of the hearing room by a Capitol Hill police officer. Watch below. "That was a made-for-C-SPAN moment," Cassidy quipped after the protesters were removed. Cohen was arrested on charges of obstruction, while his fellow disruptors are facing charges of resisting arrest and assaulting a police officer, Capitol Hill police told Fox News. After his arrest, the 74-year-old explained his actions to AFP, telling the outlet that he disrupted the hearing to speak on behalf of Americans outraged by what he called a slaughter in Gaza. The Ben & Jerry's co-founder appears to have fallen into the hands of Hamas terrorists by parroting the type of talking points their propaganda generates. Importantly, Israel heavily prioritizes protecting civilians, more than other countries' militaries engaged in a war, while Hamas continuously puts civilians in harm's way by placing their weaponry and operations in civilian areas like schools and hospitals. This move by Hamas is meant to generate a few outcomes. First, to get Israel to refrain from striking the area and therefore allow their operations to continue. And second, to create civilian casualties on the chance Israel eventually needs to strike the terrorists, so that Hamas can use the event for propaganda purposes. Ben & Jerry's is known for being a frequent critic of President Donald Trump and his administration. Last year, the ice cream company unveiled an ice cream flavor called Kamala Coconut Jubilee, as part of the Get Out the Vote tour in partnership with the progressive organization Move on Political Action to elect then-Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats last November. In 2018, Ben & Jerry's released an anti-Trump flavor called Pecan Resist, in collaboration with Women's March leader Linda Sarsour, among others. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.